Our name is your radio friend, WRJN. Rolling Stones on a tremendous Tuesday morning. A little Sympathy for the Devil action for you at 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. My name is Glenn Klein. His name is Mark Eichhorst, a.k.a. Mr. Racine. Good morning, Mr. Racine.
Good morning, Glenn. Glad to be back in studio with you.
Glad to have you back. This community conversation is brought to you by St. Monica's Senior Living. And we want to welcome to our community conversation Chaplain Merritt Adams. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning. How are you?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask. And I would think as a chaplain, you are caring.
I try to be.
Where does Chaplain Merritt Adams come from originally, if I could ask?
I came out of the Wisconsin, or the Illinois area around Wheaton, and came up here in 1989 and been lived in this area ever since.
Bears fan?
Oh, I'm a Packer fan. I always have been. My dad was.
You were a Packer fan when you lived in Illinois?
Yeah.
They have those.
Yeah, they have a couple.
And they have Bears fans that live in Racine and southern Wisconsin, like Mr. Mark Eichhorst.
And they don't string you up, you know.
No, they're pretty nice mostly. That was a brutal game yesterday.
Oh my!
Yes, it was. Both for Sunday night for the Packers and last night for the Bear fans. Not much to cheer about.
Rich Cohn, who was the last guest on Community Conversation last hour, had some interesting things to say about the psychological makeup of Jim McMahon, the former Super Bowl champion Bears quarterback, and Jay Cutler, and their demeanor and the way that they approached failure.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers with the Packers has the Jim McMahon demeanor. If he makes a mistake most of the time, he usually forgets about it. But
he's got the Jim McMahon demeanor with Aaron Rodgers' talent.
Yeah,
that's a good combination.
Yes,
they're both fighters, you know. So
yeah, and Chaplain, are you a fighter?
I try to be. You know, working with the population, I do. Working in our current environment. In our society, the way things are with our law enforcement people being targeted, and just having to double up on security everywhere, you just got to have the attitude that you're going to overcome.
He's Chaplain Merritt Adams. He's the chaplain from the Racine County Jail. You mentioned the law enforcement being under assault. This is obviously a huge issue in our society. Last night, a number of the Philadelphia Eagles players stood with their fist raised in the air during the national anthem. How does that make you feel when you see things like that?
Well, I'm a patriot, and always believed in what our Constitution has to say. And I believe we, as people, need to work together. We have too many people wanting their own way versus looking for a way to compromise and make our country the way it once was. We work together as a society and not against one another.
I thought you were going to say make our country great again. that slogan is Make America Great Again has been trademarked. Do you know that I believe it was about 6 days after Mitt Romney lost to Barack Obama in 2012, Donald Trump trademarked that phrase, Make America Great Again. Mm-hmm. That was some good foresight on his part.
It was. It sticks.
You have obviously issues in our culture and our community between the African-American community and law enforcement. Mm-hmm. The population that you deal with in the Racine County Jail, I would think, is disproportionately African-American.
Unfortunately.
As a Caucasian-American yourself, how do you navigate that?
I see people, I try not to see color. I mean, people are we all human beings. We all have similar kinds of issues. Some of them make good choices and some of us don't. And for those of us that don't, we need to help them see what they can do differently, you know. And if we go around just picking apart each part of that society without, you know, understanding the bigger picture, then we're going to have division. And division is what's causing much of the problem in our country today.
Yeah, we see ourselves as distinct communities versus right. one American community. Do the African-American prisoners that you minister to, do they think that the system is rigged against them?
Well, some do. I get the opportunity to work with our inmates with for some period of time while they're incarcerated. And you have some of those who, really do a lot of blaming, and then others that are more willing to take personal responsibility. And I think that's where the real issue is. If we're willing to take a look at what we're doing and take responsibility for it and take action to change, things are possible. But if we want to blame, nothing's going to change.
He is Chaplain Merritt Adams. He's the Racine County Jail Chaplain. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation, brought to you this morning by St. Monica's Senior Living. When someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. One of the things that people like about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
They have a Catholic Mass. It's held every day. They also host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. St. Monica's fourth annual golf outing is almost here. It's coming up this Thursday, September 22nd. New this year is the hole-in-one contest, where you could win a brand-new 2016 Indian Scout motorcycle. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com and register today. Visit St. Monica Senior Living to learn more and register for the fourth annual golf outing. That website again, stmonicasseniorliving.com. The golf outing is this Thursday, the 22nd. St. Monica Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. This is Community Conversation on WRJN. Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst. We're talking with Chaplain Merritt Adams, the Racine County Jail Chaplain.
Chaplain, I had the great opportunity of working with a chaplain for about 4 years in my life in his program, and he does a great job over there. The thing is, sometimes when you go in there and you do Bible studies with people, or you talk life in general with some of the inmates and stuff, and I think maybe when you first go in, you hope to save everyone, but you can't do that. Yeah. And if you can go one or two to change, along the way. But the fact that the recidivism rate at the Racine County Jail used to be around 75%, is it still around that high?
Pretty much hovers in that area, yeah.
So that means you got the return rate of, you send them out, you hope they're going to change
their
life.
It's a revolving door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a revolving door. And do you find that frustrating?
I do, but, if we don't provide the opportunities that we are in the jail, that's part of why I exist. We do all the programming in the jail. We run different groups like criminal thinking and things like that. We give people the opportunity to take a look at what they're doing and make different choices. And if we stop doing that, then it's like we're going to take our finger out of the dike that's got a leak in it. And so by doing what we do, we're doing all that can be done to help these individuals make some honest changes.
Obviously, this is your profession, but it's also your passion.
Yes, it is.
And your heart. Mm-hmm. When I ask this question, something's going to come to your mind. What is one of the great success stories that you've had?
It was a few years ago. Somebody who had been pretty much down on their luck. Nothing was going right for them. They were making all kinds of bad choices. Had a drug issue, but changed his life around. And now he's a pastor of a church. He's got a family. And we look for those kinds of success stories. They don't happen that often. If we weren't there, we wouldn't have even that one. So by making those efforts, it pays off.
Chaplain, how is the jail chaplaincy funded?
I am proud to say that our sheriff funds the lion's share of our operation, because we are a nonprofit organization, 501(c). And therefore, we do have to raise our funds, but the sheriff gives us that.
Personally?
No, from the commissary account that he controls. It's not county money, so it doesn't come out of the county funds. So we are totally at the service of the sheriff, because he provides the funding for us. And then we have to raise some additional funds.
That's really fascinating. I mean, one would think that, especially in our 2016 society that mm-hmm. there might be some controversy over that.
Well, they have oversight by the county board. It's all about checks and balances, and that's the way our system of government is. So, we're graced with that gift, and we're very thankful for it. A lot of nonprofits, I mean, they spend 99% of their time fundraising.
Right. But you guys do some fundraising.
Well, we have to,
And you've got a big fundraiser coming up, you told me.
We do, on October 2nd.
What is that?
It is our annual fundraiser that we begun last year at Buona Vita Restaurant. I believe the address is 3701 Duran. And we're going to run, we're selling tickets for that. Right now, between now and our dinner on October 2nd, where the tickets are $10 a piece, you can pick them up at the door. You can buy them at the door, or you can call my office at 262-880-2627. I'll be happy to deliver them to you.
You have like a mozzarella dinner? Or?
Yeah, we'll have a pasta dinner. And with all the fixings, salad and all that.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread, and we'll have drinks and homemade desserts.
Cheesecake.
I imagine someone will bring some cheesecake. And it's just a great time. We spend time in fellowship, just talking to one another. A lot of my church support people will come, and so a lot of my volunteers will come, and so we get the opportunity to meet one another, and it's just a great social time to talk about some of the issues that we're all dealing with. So,
how many volunteers do you currently have?
I have 54 volunteers. Not all of them are active. Some of them come in on a semi-regular basis. Others of them are absolutely there every single week. I am so blessed to have those people, because I could not do the job that I do with the number of inmates that we have in our jail without them.
He is Chaplain Merritt Adams. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst. He's the Racine County Jail Chaplain. Chaplain Merritt, not Mark. And we're talking about the fundraiser at the Buena Vista Restaurant. It's October 2nd from 11 till 2 p.m. $10 will get you in. That's for obviously a very worthy cause. Please give that phone number one more time.
That's my cell phone at 262-880-2627.
Thank you so much for coming in and for what you do for a very needy population in our community.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, we are going to continue the community conversation momentarily, but the great Tom Carco is awaiting us in the news center to bring us a news update. But first, let's hear from the good folks about what's happening at the Racine Theater Guild.
The hilarious winner of 3 Tony Awards, Lend Me a Tenor, now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. When the world-famous tenor falls into a drunk